This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As protests continue in the United States against police brutality after the death of George Floyd, while in police custody, one spotlight was on New York City heading into the weekend. Thousands of protesters there took to the streets on the day that a woman killed by police in March would have turned 27. Protesters carried signs calling for the defunding of police forces and chanted "No Justice, No Peace," as well as "Say Her Name, Breonna Taylor," referring to the woman killed by Louisville, Kentucky police in her own home. According to Taylor's family, police executing a no-knock search warrant without identifying themselves used a battering ram to enter her apartment and, after a brief confrontation, shot her at least 8 times. Protesters have marched every day in cities across the United States, prompted by the death in police custody of George Floyd after a police officer in Minneapolis pressed a knee into his neck while detaining him on May 25th. A massive Black Lives Matter mural and street with yellow letters emerged near the White House Friday in support of the movement and to pay tribute to the memory of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who was killed by a white policeman. The gigantic mural occupies 2 blocks on the Capitol's 16th Street, the site of recent protests against racism and police brutality. The city of D.C. cleared the street so muralists could complete that work. Floyd's death on May 25th, after a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck while detaining him, has convulsed the United States. While most national attention has been focused on massive demonstrations and violent clashes with police in the United States' biggest cities, hundreds of spontaneous demonstrations have popped up in little towns and rural areas across the nation in recent days. This is VOA News.